Thank you. So the title of this presentation and the title of our operations research in Niger is Can Low Literacy Mothers Deliver Essential Care to Young Children in Rural Niger? And that's a great photo of some of the women we were working with practicing providing a rapid diagnostic test for malaria to a young child. I have no financial relationships to disclose. So just in terms of the policy context in Niger, integrated community case management is a WHO and UNICEF recognized strategy to train and equip frontline community health workers to treat children with malaria, pneumonia, and diarrhea at the community level. So around Africa, ministries of health are adopting ICCM policies and scaling it up as a really critical means to access prompt first-line treatment for those three diseases. In 2007, the Ministry of Health in Niger began to establish and equip cas de santé, or health posts, and to deploy community health workers, which they call community health agents, to provide basic preventive and curative services. This fixed point of service ICCM model is now scaled up nationally throughout the country. However, despite this large number of health posts being established, there was still a recognition that the access to first-line treatment was still inadequate. In Tawa region, which is where Concern Worldwide is working, only about 53% of the population lives within 5 kilometers of a health facility, which is the target. And this low coverage of health facilities obviously really does play a role to timely care seeking and timely access to treatment. So there was a real need and a recognition of the Ministry of Health that, you know, the first steps that they've taken in rolling out ICCM at the health post level in Niger was a good effort, but it's not enough. And child mortality rates there continue to be very high. So over the course of the last couple of years, the Ministry of Health started to develop a national strategy for integrating community-based interventions, which was finally put together a couple years ago. And it started to really look at defining specific community-based health activities. It talked about selection criteria for community volunteers, talked about training mechanisms and supervision mechanisms, and a package of activities to be implemented. I'll come back to this a little later on in the presentation, but one of the key elements that they put forth was a requirement around volunteer literacy, and that community volunteers needed to be literate to be able to provide this package of services, which was a controversial decision and had a real impact on our operations research. But despite this, this is a real policy window. The government was really recognizing that they needed to do more, that they needed to look really more down to the community level, and that there was a sort of willingness to test out new approaches. So Concern Worldwide put together an ICCM package that would be implemented at the community level, so outside of the health post level and really at the household level. We tested a model that trained and equipped mothers who were currently volunteers within our care group methodology, for those that are familiar with that. But these are women that have themselves children under 5 years old, that they have very limited literacy skills, and we trained them to be able to provide case management for pneumonia using antibiotics, for malaria using a rapid diagnostic test, and for diarrhea using zinc and ORS. We also trained them to screen children for acute malnutrition. So this is just a little bit, this table just sort of demonstrates what the national ICCM package in Niger includes and then what our OR around task sharing initiative included. So again, there's a community health agent at the health post, and here we have a mama lumière, or a mother leader, at the community or household level. Through the national package, the CHW, or community health agent, is paid $100 a month by the Ministry of Health, and in our model, they are volunteers. The community health agents receive 6 months of training, which included just 1 week specifically in ICCM, and concern. We trained the community, or the mother leaders, in a four-day training package in ICCM specifically, and that's followed by a five-day practicum at the health center level. And that's something that we really found valuable across a lot of our programs with ICCM, is to work for up to a week at the health facility level to get some hands-on experience, especially with the rapid diagnostic test fingerprints under the direct supervision of a supervisor. Similar syndromes assessed, similar treatments provided for the ICCM. Then, of course, at the health post, they're also providing vitamin A and oral and injectable contraceptives. The referral protocols, again, are similar. The mother leaders were not to treat any child exhibiting any danger signs, any child with acute malnutrition, and any child under the age of 2 months. So this is the project strategy. All of our tools were developed for extremely low literate providers. So we ended up only being able to train 21 mother leaders, because those were, out of all of the, I think it was 500 community or care group volunteers that we had, we really only had this very small pool of people with women with very even basic literacy skills. So all of the materials that we developed are heavily using pictures, drawings to as job aids. We equipped all of the mother leaders with the tools and materials that they needed to be able to diagnose and treat these illnesses. The drug supply was managed through existing Ministry of Health systems, and we had planned for biweekly supervision of the mother leaders by the community health agents, the people at the health post level. So we had just proposed to sort of put in sort of another cadre right underneath that health post level. So the project just finished, so this is the first time I'm presenting these results hot off the presses. We just are getting this data back now and are in the process of writing it up. So the first immediate result that we saw right away, and this is reflected in this data, is really high levels of demand for ICCM services by the mother leaders, which really demonstrates a high level of acceptability of the intervention from the population. So at baseline, we asked, about if you've had a child sick in the last 2 weeks with diarrhea, fever, or ARI symptoms, where you went for care, and you can see that about 80% went to the health center level, which is a health facility higher than the health post. And only about 7% went to the health post level, and a smaller percent, about 2%, went to a traditional healer. Compared with that end line, we saw that the first source of care was 88% going to mother leaders as their first source of care, followed by the health center at 9%. So it's very strong preference for the care provided by mother leaders, which is important. Our monitoring data also confirmed that the mother leaders were very well utilized. Each mother leader had an average of 19 consultations a month. And over the course of the one-year intervention, these mother leaders, 21 mother leaders, provided over 5,000 treatments. And I think that's especially telling because I know in a lot of other countries the demand for ICCM has actually been much lower than expected, and we saw just sort of an overwhelming outpouring for the care provided, which is excellent. The next result is around timely care seeking and sort of the overall coverage of these key outcomes. And we saw statistically significant increases in 3 out of the 4 main treatment indicators we were looking at. So the first is that care seeking for all illnesses within 24 hours increased from 59% at baseline to 83%. So significantly higher immediate care seeking. The malaria treatment within 24 hours also nearly doubled from 25% to 48%, which is huge, and also worth noting that at N-line we were including only confirmed malaria cases with RDT, where at baseline it was just all fever. And then the diarrhea treatment with both zinc and ORS almost doubled as well, from 26 to 43%. ARI care seeking really stayed the same, and that's mostly because we weren't measuring treatment rates, more just care seeking, but that remained high, no statistical difference. Our third result is around quality of care, and I think this is, obviously the main question that we want to answer. We did observations of quality of care, 5 observations from each mother of the 20 mother leaders, and then we did 5 observations from 8 community health agents. And we did that because we wanted to benchmark with a specific standard of care. And I think that's really important to keep in mind when you're assessing, especially task sharing interventions, is what's the sort of standard that's already there. So we looked at correct treatment, the percentage of care providers that gave correct treatment for at least 80% of the total cases observed, and we saw that about 75% of mother leaders did, compared to 63% of the community health agents at the Health Post. Correctly performed all sick child assessment tasks, 20% of mother leaders, compared to 13% of community health agents. And correctly provided all counseling tasks. This is around how to take the medication, how to care for the sick child, 20% versus 25%. And I think it's important to recognize that these quality results are not high. And by no stretch of the imagination are we able to say that, you know, this is a significantly high level of quality care that's being provided. However, if you're comparing it with the national standard, it is comparable. And I think that that's important to keep in mind when looking at policy questions around that. The last result I'll present today is just around some challenges that we had with supervision and drug supply systems. So you'll remember that I said at the beginning that supervision was originally intended to be conducted by the community health agents, and we really struggled with this. We found that the community health agents at the Health Post level did not have the capacity to conduct supervision visits. They didn't have really the technical skills to be able to do so effectively. And so our solution to that was to have the nurses from the health center level, sort of one level above, go out and do the supervision with the community health agent in sort of a mentoring capacity. But that was extremely difficult. There was also a lot of issues around drug supplies. Even though, and this is interesting, even though concern during this operations research demonstration initiative was procuring the drugs, it wasn't so much on the supply side. But it was really difficult in terms of errors around record keeping, stock management, and also supervision visits. Stocks were resupplied at the supervision visit. So if the supervision visit wasn't happening, obviously the drug stocks weren't being supplied. So the graph just sort of shows that, you know, the majority of drugs were in stock at any given time, but at no point did every mother leader have all four critical drugs in stock. So just in terms of a summary of the results going forward and the discussions that we're having with the Ministry of Health now as this program is wrapping up, overall we saw a very high level of demand for this, the ICCM services provided by mother leaders. We were able to demonstrate that low literate providers are able to provide quality of care on par with the community health agents. And again, this has got a lot of relevance in country as there's a lot of literacy debates going on. If there is a literacy requirement in place and yet there's not a lot of people in the community level that can fulfill that, it's going to be difficult to roll out these strategies. The Ministry of Health particularly recognized in the results the reduced workload for overstretched nurses at the health facility, and we're looking into trying to get some of those service statistics, some data that can back that up, but really showing how because almost 90% of cases were going to the mother leaders as a first source of care meant that the people at the health post and the health centers were able to devote their time to more complicated or severe cases, which in Niger is a big deal. And then, of course, challenges remain in finding the optimal supervision and drug supply mechanisms going forward. The role of the NGO, I mean, I think we've got a number of questions that now we are, you know, interested in teasing out as we go forward. And I would just say that this work, we have funding from UNICEF to continue this work. So it's very exciting that we're going to be able to continue teasing out more findings. Who within the Ministry of Health, for example, is best placed to supervise mother leaders? Not just in terms of how often they're able to get out there, but what level of quality of supervision are they able to provide? What's most cost effective? What are the most optimal training mechanisms for low literate providers? What are the best reporting tools and stock management tools? There's a large WHO initiative, the RACE initiative, happening in Niger. So what are the results of that initiative currently, and how can we sort of leverage the learning together and continue a coordinated policy dialogue going forward? And then again, you know, what we've really done at the national level from with working groups and with peer organizations is, you know, sharing tools, sharing lessons to sort of continue to take this approach forward. So thank you very much, and I look forward to discussing later.